This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio. Brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
Welcome, everyone out there in iCulture land. Hey, I've got my crew here with me, and the crew is on deck. Rick.
What's going on, everybody? It's Rick Black. Rick Black, man, I want to make sure you all know to come out to our lunch and launch on April 19th, where we have the live 1 minute or ended. Live 1 minute or ended. Ursula, what's going on?
Ursula hey. D, the CEO.
Ursula D. D for Diva.
I received that diva.
Look. Diva is designed in virtue and anointing, so don't get it twisted.
Oh. Okay, don't get it twisted. Okay, and I'm going to back you up on that one.
Woohoo!
And then we got our guest here.
Yes. Got a couple of guests. Donnell Duncan is here. We got a couple of other fashion professionals. Damon Redding is on the phone all the way from Houston, a designer extraordinaire. So we're excited. Got some other people coming in, so y'all hang around.
And in lieu of that, because we're doing design, what's up, Damon? What's up, Donnell? What's up with all the D's? Ursa D design.
Yeah.
Everybody on deck.
Okay.
And with that, our scripture is Esther, the whole chapter 2. Now, we have to paratext that. Let me tell you why.
Right.
Because that lady has 7 handmaids that groomed her and fashioned her for 12 months.
Come on now.
What kind of spa is that?
That's
God don't play when he give you a spa. You know, like when we get to the
spa.
Super. When we get to the kingdom, we're going to be walking on streets of gold. Well, when God gets in the mix of fashion and design,
right,
you get 7 handmaids for 12 months.
Okay.
Come on, y'all. That's Esther, too.
So then there's an importance to this thing.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. God, seven and 12 months?
Wow. That's
Let's
awesome.
Not miss it. So we got experts here. We got Donnell. We got Damon. And we're going to have a few others come in
right.
and tell you guys how to keep yourself spiritually
adorned,
beautified. Yes.
Right. And look, man, don't forget to call us when we have our guests and we're talking. Ask questions, comments, anything. You can call us at 404-355-8699. Or you can give us shout-outs on Twitter at iCulture Radio or on Facebook, facebook.com/iCultureRadio.
Give me that number again, Rick.
404-355-8699.
That's how we do the doggone thing. Let's go to break.
If you clean and you know it, you shine it, and you glow it, then get your hands up, whoa, whoa, get on the dance floor, whoa, whoa. If you clean and you know it, you shine it, and you glow it, then get your hands up, whoa, whoa, get on the dance floor, whoa, whoa. I'm OxyClean, fresh in a brand new pair of jeans, fly like highlights watching me. So if you want to know, take a look at me. This is all you see, that I'm OxyClean. Fresh in a brand new pair of jeans, fly like highlights watching me. So if you want to know, take a look at me, and this is all you'll see. From sunrise to sunset, I will never up, let up, give up, till the game is locked up. Break down barriers, take over areas, let Christ carry them. I run like marathons, up on the tracks when I rip, get back. My swag be grizzly, ready to attack, but you don't really want that. Do you want that? So let me bring it back. Watch as I increase, be as fly as sea. Everything I know is everything he teach. So in a sense, I only know that this beat a mechanical point for me to work on me. Put the rock in my
chop, rock.
You can call me what you want, but I will never be ashamed to say
to work to call. my head, trying to take away my destiny. Wait until I'm down, then you try to take what's left of me. But I am a soldier, I go hard for my God. Plus, I am more than a conqueror, yes sir. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So that means that you got one heck of a reason to be afraid. And homie, I hear you say you got weapons. Well, I got weapons too. And I won't miss, because this word must do what it set out to do. So if you want, try, come test me. You gon' have a hard time getting true security. Homie, I got angels all around, and they ready to put that work in. All I gotta do is say the word. You don't wanna try to take me out, but I'm standing. You ain't strong enough to take me out this hand, little buddy. You don't wanna, you ain't no match for me, dude. Christ on my team, so I can't lose. Look at him. You don't wanna, homie, I'm down with the gang. You'll tremble if I mention his name. Jesus.
And we're back. You don't want none, man. None. You don't want none. Ain't trying to mess with us.
Okay.
Listen, listen, man. That was great. We had OxyClean by Glow. That was the first song. And you also had I'm a Christian by Seda featuring Canton Jones, D-Mob, and Heeson Lee. And that last one, You Don't Want None.
Boy, that is a fight
man,
song.
You don't want none, man. You don't want none. They don't understand.
But you remember that they had that Trina thing. You don't want none.
Not quite.
Well, it's not quite that. It's just we don't want none.
You don't want none there.
Yeah, man. That was by Jay Ahmad, though, man. But that was hot. That was hot. But look, man, we about to go over to Ursa. Ursa, man, introduce. Tell us who we're talking to today.
I am thrilled, as always, just thrilled to really kind of feature a lot of these people who I've come to know and work with. Mr. Donnell Duncan with the Crack Door Foundation is with us tonight. Yay. To really kind of give us some insight on fashion and how it all relates to urban inspirational culture and all the different things that he's doing to really kind of bring light to the kingdom.
And he's fashionable.
Okay.
I'm checking
I'm telling
him out
you,
right now.
Always. The brother is just always on it, okay? So, Donnell, tell us, introduce yourself to the iCulture Radio listeners.
Well, my name is Donald Duncan, and because we're talking about fashion tonight, there's an aspect of my life that's really big into that. And part of the organization that I run, the Crack Door Foundation, is the Christian Socialites. Our focus is the production of fashion events, fashion shows for faith-based nonprofit organizations. Or as we like to say, those Jesus fashion shows.
Okay. That one shirt. You remember Jesus wore that one shirt. Right. Sold because it was expensive.
Right. Okay.
That's what we talk about, right?
As we have the same goals when it comes to promoting the Christian culture, because that's what Christianity is. When you read the book of Acts, Christianity is culture, and part of culture is how we look.
I've seen that.
And I told Ursa the other day, the Christian Socialites, our motto is live right and look good doing it.
Okay. Amen to that.
Amen. All right.
I know that Donnell and I have done some work together. He was very instrumental in helping not only produce the very first, but also the second Rhymes and Runway show that we featured as part of the Holy Hip Hop Conference a couple of years back. And it was phenomenal.
Okay. Yes.
But you're involved with a lot of other things fashion-wise. Tell us a little bit about some of those other projects.
Yeah, well, I think the main thing about fashion for me has been just the image issue. And strange but true, now we've actually been spending a lot of time working with teens and the younger group. And now that, you know, I got married and my wife and I have been youth pastors.
We've been
dealing with the teen ministry and helping them to develop their images, you know, from the inside out.
Now, do you feel it's important with the teens, because a lot of them want to go so urban with the baggy pants hanging off, you know, and, you know, you're seeing two pair of underwear, blah, 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 blah. What do you do to help them get their opportunity to still be themselves but not go so far to the left?
One of the things we've done is place a great emphasis on identity, on you knowing who you are. So that you don't have to follow anyone else. And also helping young people to understand that how you look creates an impression that people use to size you up before they even get to know you. So as a result, you can be prejudged and you can fall into a particular category and you may not even deserve it.
Yeah.
But you come in with your pants sagging or you come in with your dress looking a certain way, people will judge you up front. And when you understand that, you can use it to your advantage. So that now you start dressing the way you want people to treat you. So I was telling, one of the things I started doing when I started traveling looking a certain way. And they treat me a different way when I'm in the airport, when I dress a certain way, when I get on the plane looking a certain way than if I dress a different way, because they assume by the way I look, oh, he must be somebody important. And people treat you very differently.
Now, I got the babies together. Now I'm going to deal with the older ones. You know them ones that wear them pants that they still shining. You know, just like, okay, okay, you can retire those pants. Or the heavier set women in the ministries, and you can't wear St. John, boo-boo. St. John ain't for you. Okay, the skirt drop in the front and ride in the back, or you put on the jacket, but you know it's, the buttons just don't, it's something about them buttons in the middle that kind of open themselves. What is that, the peephole situation? What do you do for them?
I think one of the things I do is, my job is to help people understand that who they are needs to be projected by the way they look.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So as a result, if when I look at you, if that's not really you, then we need to fix what you have on, because it's making me think of you as somebody different.
Oh, come on now.
So as a result, you're making it hard for me to think of you any higher than the way you just showed up into this room.
Say.
So unfortunately, I mean, I don't have to treat you like that, but you are making me do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You're forcing me. Yes, you're making me think of you like that. So what am I supposed to do about that? So if you want me to think differently, then you need to present yourself differently. And that's something that from the creation, Jesus, all the way back to when the Son, the Holy Spirit said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Image was important to God since then.
My goodness.
So I'm like, image needs to be important to us also.
Yes.
Right.
All right now.
And that's the reason why we're having this conversation, because we want our culture to understand that we embrace fashion. It's not something that's worldly, that we can't embrace it, we can't look good, we can't look professional, and that we shouldn't embrace it and have it be our unique identity because we are saved or because we believe in God.
And we should want to look better than
the
world. Stop playing.
Yeah.
We're going to walk on streets of gold. Get your weight up. You don't want none. Jay, I'm on what you're talking about. You don't want none.
Right.
Okay, get your weight up out there. Okay, and I totally agree that it is a perceptionary thing, even though you could be the sweetest, wonderfulest person in the world.
Yeah.
But if you come in looking like a hooker or a thug, I don't think the guys that with the pants down, Rick, understand that came from prison. That meant you was ready.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't said no more than that.
Right. I mean, you know, and that's a rough one for me because I'm still struggling with that pulling my pants up thing. I get told that all the time.
Oh, John, we done
you know,
caught us.
Yeah, I get told that all the time. But, you know, next subject. But no. what I think is also important, what I love about it is, you know, sometimes it's not even about where you are, but where you want to be.
Come on.
And that you know, when you want to project an image that you're trying to get to, that you may not be at that point. You know, when you go to a job, you may not have the job yet, but you want to give the appearance that you're already ready for that job, whether or not you've ever been there. Well, and so
let me ask you this then, since we got you on the mic. You said you're struggling with it.
Yes.
But what is going in your mind to make you want to look like that? Share that with the listeners.
Okay. Well, personally, I mean, it's comfortable, to be honest. For me, and I don't sag where you can see my butt. I don't think that's appropriate. It's just unnecessary. I will be honest and say that my jeans do not sit at my waist. Now, if I'm wearing slacks or something, that's obviously a different situation. Obviously, I would wear those to my waist. But when I wear jeans, it's more comfortable for me to just have them where they're slightly off my waist. And that's just the way I've always wore them. And, you know, people tell me all the time, pull them up, pull them up, pull them up. And I'm like, all right, I'll pull them up. And it'll just fall right back down probably, you know, 5 minutes later. So I don't think I ever think of it as an image thing, because in that particular situation, I'm dressing to be comfortable. And just going back to his point is that, you know, we want to project or, you know, dress to where it is that we want to be at that particular time. I know, to me, there's situations, and sometimes I dress up, I dress nice. Other times, I'm relaxed and I'm chilling.
Well, you know what I got for that, right? No. Beyonce, Bootylicious, you're going to be butt-titious.
Oh, man. Donnell, tell us more about yourself, how you got involved in fashion, where your ministry kind of took off and then headed in this direction.
Well, I grew up as a pastor's son, and pastor's grandson. And one of the things about, you know, being in the ministry, my dad has a lot of suits. And all of his suits are tailor-made. So from a child, I grew up having all of my clothes being tailor-made, always being fit. All of my clothes fit me exactly the way I was at a point in time in my life. So I always had a sense of fashion, right. But I came from a different country. So I came here and I went to Morehouse College in 1998.
2012.
And when I walked in, when I walked onto the campus and I looked around and I was like, wow, look how good these people look. And then I went over to Spelman for an event, and I was like, everybody looks so awesome here. And it just changed my whole mentality considering how I carried myself. So I always had a sense for that. Then I had a passion for the ministry. So there was a season in my life where all I wanted to do was preach the gospel. Please give me a chance. Give me one shot. You'll hear me preach. You'll love me. And nothing happened. And what happened was fashion opened up. And strange but true, I went to a fashion show to try out to be a model. And I walked so well, they thought I was experienced. And they were like, wow, you go stand to the side, you're experienced. And from that moment, I produced a segment of that fashion show. And then the next fashion show I did was someone who was at that fashion show, who saw it, who asked, who did that? And they asked me to produce their fashion show. Wow. And then from that point on, I started producing fashion shows to the point where it was like a show a month or sometimes two shows a month. So that was awesome.
That ain't nobody but God.
So how can we find out more about you? Where can we connect with you?
You can find me on my website, thecrackeddoor.com, thecrackeddoor.com. And on there, there's a link to the Christian Socialites where you can see more about us. Or you can go on Twitter, at Donald Duncan, Facebook, Donald Duncan, Google Donald Duncan. You'll find me.
And you spell Donnell?
D-O-N-N-E-L-L Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N. Google me, you'll find me.
All right, we're going to break now, and we will be back with more fashion.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
And welcome back to iCulture Radio. We are sitting here discussing fashion and design today. I want to remind you all to call us. You can call us at 404-355-8699. You have any questions for any of our guests, we want to hear from you. Also, you can put your questions on Facebook or on Twitter. That's at iCulture Radio or at facebook.com/iCultureRadio. Now listen up. because we still have our 1 minute or ended segment coming later. These are the songs that you voted for, so listen in. Mama Glow, where we going next?
Boo, I'm telling you, that, and also at that launch party on the 19th,
yeah,
only $7. You get to bring your product. We're going to do a live 1 minute or end it. And Donnell, man, you was off the chain. Ernst, we got somebody on the phone we need to say hey to right quick. Yeah.
Damon, are you there?
What's happening, people?
What's
happening,
Damon? Hey, Damon.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Damon about Gouda clothing.
Oh, Gouda. That sounds like some good cheese. Yes. Like,
good
Gouda cheese, baby.
Bay, man.
Damon, don't go nowhere. We coming right back at you, and we just love the subject, the topic. Esther, too. We talking about that fashion, Rick.
What's good?
I'm going to have to call you Lil B now.
Man.
Lil B. All right, let's go to break. Woo!
For the virtuous women, living their lives the way God has intended, keeping their bodies on lock for marriage and carriage. Gotta have a ring before you have it. I'm prepping for my virtuous ladies, waking up in the morning praying daily. You let your light shine when it's shady, and love, you keep your cool no matter what the day brings. It's time to step about the closet, rise up strong like an army. Live long, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. I'ma say it again. It's time to step up out the closet. Rise up strong like an army. Live long, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. Let me hear you say, I'm prepping for a virtuous living. It's time to rise far above the times we live.
You know I got you.
I'm through.
It's your boy, SG. To me, the heaven. Low A.
Everybody wanna know. They keep asking the question. Why I got swagger like so? But I got the answer now. See the crew that I'm rolling with. We don't give up and no, we don't quit. We just keep on trotting until I'm on end. Giving up is not an option for me. I know my.
Goes by when I don't think of you. You're on my mind all the time. Oh Lord, you take my very breath away, and I can't explain what I feel inside. I'm so alive. Oh, what joy is within me when I'm in your company. Intimate security. Being with you will never get too old for me, and I won't let nothing in our way.
I wanna be where you are.
Just let me find a place in you.
I wanna be where you are.
Willie Mo Jr. from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
Wow, we're having a ball. Yeah, now we're going to go to Earth. We're going to talk to Brother Damon Redding with Gouda.
Hey, Damon, you there?
What's up,
I am so excited, man, to be talking to the extraordinary designer. Damon, you just had a fashion show, right?
Yeah, here in Houston. During the All-Star Weekend, did two shows, was a part of two shows, and we shut it down. And
I know you did.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, okay, which of the NBA players you had in the house?
I don't even recall if any of them really shoot.
not yet. They're coming though, right?
I ain't gonna put it out there like that.
Okay. So tell us about Gouda.
Gouda is off the chain right now.
It is.
I was doing Blazers before in 2005, and then kind of went through a divorce and life kind of just slowed down a bit for me, and just picked it back up, and we're redoing it. People are loving them. I mean, we got some love coming from Dallas, some love coming from LA. It's gonna be nice.
And so Gouda is really designed for men, correct?
It is. What I do is take men blazers and paint on them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, you just put that stank on them.
Put that stank on them.
Yeah.
Stank it up then.
So it was, I started doing them for Canton Jones, his stylist.
I remember.
For 3 years. Yeah, and, I do them for women sometimes, but, it was all about the male.
Right, right. And I know in our show, Rhymes and Runway, you had a couple of gents don a couple of those jackets. Donnell was one of those models, right?
Yeah, man, I'm still there, man. I've worn many of your jackets many a time.
That's the queen, Earth D, Donnell and Damon.
And I know, right, fashion is just one of those things that, people always assume and only attribute to women, but men like looking good, too.
Yeah.
All day.
Because I know you'd be a fly brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute.
You gotta rep your brand. I mean, if you ain't fly, then you like a bad hairstylist. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You like the car mechanic that don't wash his hands before he eat the white sandwich bread.
Oh my goodness. So okay. So in addition to fashion, I know you're doing some other things out there in Houston. Talk a little bit about that.
Started a youth ministry. It's called Teen Church of Houston. My wife and I started inside our home, and Sundays we have about 20 to sometimes 30 teenagers, young adults, really mainly young adults now, come out, and we just give them the word, man. I mean, you can't live your life without it. So
that's right.
My influence is not just in fashion, but I want to, influence your spirit as well.
Hallelujah. Right. That's what's up.
And that's what's up too, Damon. And because I'm going to ask you the same question. We got to go to a break in a couple minutes here. Pretty much like a couple seconds, but you ain't heard it from me. But I'm going to ask you that. So you start thinking about it. Get your talking points together because I don't want you stumbling. I want to know with them 20, 30 youth that you get since you do male stuff when they come in, like our co-host, who don't want to pull his pants up. What do you do to correct that? So don't you go nowhere. You stay right there. We're going on over here to break. And Damon, I want to hear the right answer.
Gotcha. 860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
Not an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
How would you like to have your own money-making, fresh, healthy vending franchise? The company that has revolutionized the vending machine business with healthy snacks and drinks has done it again with the world's only combination gourmet organic espresso coffee healthy snack vending machine. These brightly colored, high-tech, dual temperature control vending machines will be placed in premier locations in your community. Businesses, hospitals, schools, military bases, places, health clubs, and other high-traffic areas. Fully stocked with fresh, healthy foods like yogurts, organic espresso coffee, 100% fruit juices, smoothies, granola bars, and other popular brand-name healthy and organic snacks. Consumers demand these kinds of healthy foods, and that's why franchise areas are getting gobbled up across the nation. A highly profitable business for you with full training and support. Plus, Fresh Healthy Vending secures premier locations for your machines on your behalf. Call now, 800-424-8282. Get information on how to own your own groundbreaking Fresh Healthy Vending franchise today. 800-424-8282. 800-424-8282.
Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Then here's good news you'll love. Call the Thomas & Law Group and find out about our free no-obligation debt elimination program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. We'll find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront fee, no monthly fees, no banking fees, nothing until your case is settled. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different, but if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group to learn about our new pay for performance program. Appointment times are limited, so call 800-229-9329 and find the relief from credit card debt that you desperately need with the full weight of our law group behind you. 800-229-9329. 800-229-9329.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Hey guys, have you been looking for a place to go where you can get your praise on, get great food and entertainment? Well, the C Room Multiplex is Atlanta's premier weekend spot for alternate nightlife and urban-inspired, faith-driven lifestyle events. Yes, the Sea Room, located at 4013A Jonesboro Road, Forest Park, Georgia. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets, you can visit SeaRoomAtlanta.com or you can call 678-823-5124 or 678-823-5124. Again, if you mention this ad on iCulture Radio, you will get a discount. So we'll see you at the Sea Room Multiplex. Bye-bye.
All right, Damon, showtime.
Yeah, all right.
Where's that answer?
Well, you know what? I mean, I understand the culture and you know, the whole, you know, want to be cool and blend in. But, you know, my thing is this. God says that, you know, we look on the outside and he looks at the heart. So, you know, just like Donnell said, man, if you wear something, you're going to make me judge you by what you wear, and I shouldn't be put in that position. I shouldn't be put in the position to look at you with your pants hanging off your butt and judge you, you know, that way when you might be totally different. You know, and I have this preset condition on how you are. I shouldn't have to go there with you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're just hanging them off your waist, as long as I don't see them, you're fine. But when you bend over and I got this...
Oh!
We got a problem.
TMI.
They don't do it around me. They know when they come around me, they got to put them up on their waist or put the shirt over them so I can't see them. Because other than that, we got a problem.
I totally get that, too, because like Donnell said, you know, you forcing me, you know, to put a perspective on you. Like, I'm forced to think. I don't believe, you know, and we call it the plumber's butt. You know, just you know, that the plumber's got a T-shirt out now that they market, you know, to cover the plumber's butt. But when the girls do it, you see the G-string. But oh, nobody want to see the plumber's butt. That ain't cool. So okay. I am so with you, Damon. You don't do it around me because I'm going to say something. See, that's what Mama Glow do. I'll be the one to say something and everybody get all upset. And because I've been like, what? Boy, if you're pulling pants up, you know, that kind of thing. That's just old school right there. Come on, talk to me, Damon. I'm proud of you for doing that. We got to make a stand. We don't want to see your boot. I love her.
Okay. Now, I also, you know, I like having you guys talk about a lot of these things so that more people can understand the culture that we exist in. But the other side of iCulture Radio is the professional side. And the artists, entrepreneurs, and ministries that don't really understand how fashion plays a role in your professional business.
Yes. Yeah.
Talk about that. Talk about, and I know Jennifer Sutton's on the line.
Hey, Jen.
Stylist to the stars, creator of Art of Fashion Museum. Talk about how this professional image is so key to having a successful career. Jennifer, are you there?
Yeah.
Or Damon?
Well, you know, Christians have to understand that we have to live and conduct ourselves in the world just as though we conduct ourselves in, you know, in the faith, in the ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion is a universal language.
Amen.
Unspoken. And you have to be able to hold yourself or conduct yourself or look clean, crisp, and neat.
Mm-hmm.
If people are spending their dollars or if people are investing in someone, they want to know that, you know, they want to know that the whole image and piece is there to uphold, you know, what they're investing in. So I think a big piece is that we as Christians have to ensure, and we can't go around with the attitude of, I don't care, you know, God loves me just the way I am. You know,
right,
but
right.
That's why he gave us, you know, you know, we were in clothes now.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
Because of that, and because people see you first, then hear you second, it's important to conduct ourselves professionally and ensure that we're really conducting ourselves professionally in each workplace. It doesn't matter if it's in the ministry or if it's at work
right.
or whatnot, but in a professional manner.
Right. Amen.
Donnell, you had some perspective on that?
Yes, the scripture that Damon brought up, I want to reiterate that where he said that, you know, God looks at the heart, but man looks at the outward appearance. Mm-hmm. And we are dealing with men. We are fishers of men.
Amen.
So as a result, they're not going to see our heart up front. So when we present the gospel or when we present Christian culture, people will judge the way we look. Mm-hmm. Like when you go to a nice restaurant, mm-hmm. they lay out the food really nice, which has nothing to do with how the food tastes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And why do they do that? Because people judge by their eyes. So mm-hmm. I think as a minister of the gospel, whatever type of ministry you do, how you look is part of the package you present.
And can I say too, God does deal with the clothing. In Genesis, he made them some clothes out of some animal skin.
Okay? Oh, he sure did.
Don't get it twisted. And then also we dealt with Esther, which is our scripture today, chapter 2. That, you know, she had to groom 12 months with 7 maids to get herself together, too. So, you know, the first article of clothing ever made, God made it in Genesis. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Rick.
And, you know, and I guess my question is, you know, as fishers of men, where do we draw that line between being sanctified and set apart, but at the same time trying to be presentable enough to where we actually attract and don't necessarily repel based off of what it is that, you know, okay, they don't look so uptight that I don't actually want to talk to them. How do we, you know, where do we draw that line and how do we make that blend? I think that's a, you know, important
question.
Well,
again, we're going to deal later on because we got to go to break right now. Y'all stay on the line now. Don't go nowhere. That's part of rebellious spirit. Don't start playing with the old lady up in here. Don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. We'll be right back.
I hope you get it. Hope you get it, man. Let's go. Hope you get this. It's more than just some lyrics. Hey. Return of the realness from the start to the finish.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Hey.
We trying to walk it out.
Hey.
Feel this in your speakers or you can just bounce.
Bounce.
Bounce. This love is impeccable. When we disrespectable, the Lord holds us legible. Grace. Lord, you see me. I once was blind, but now I see. They don't get it. This more than just some lyrics. This music with a purpose, man. Let it move your spirit. This is freedom for the hearts that's doing locked up. A 50-year sentence with a life all boxed up.
I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word.
Inseparable, you and I were meant to go together like sliced bread and cheddar. I said that I'd never leave nor forsake you. I'd always take you wherever I go. Couldn't live without you no more. Cause with you by my side, I'm the happiest man alive. A lover and deep with no compromise. Whenever I doubt a God, I come to you. Whenever I was down, you were comfort too. Always held my head up, even when I was fed up. Constantly held my hand, made me a real man. Helped me through those times I didn't understand. Yeah, we were something like BFF. Through the worst and the best. Passed some trials and tests. DJ Khaled, together we the best. Then were the days, so I'm slightly amazed. I can't find you through the smoke and the haze. Guess we separated these days. 66 books in the binding of one. 3 different beings uniting the sun. From Genesis all the way to Revelation. The book of knowledge is key for true salvation. 66 books in the binding of one. 3 different beings uniting the sun. From Genesis all the way to Revelation. The book of knowledge is key for true salvation. I've been searching, Lord knows I'm lurking in the shadows like I'm stalking my prey. And though I seen you like it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy DJ Mayday. And this right here is an exclusive track off the Soapbars mixtape called What I Do by my homie Scooter, Scooter, Scooter. Now, I don't know if they ready, man, but why don't you tell them what you do?
I remember way back when I used to say that I'm saved, but never showed it in my walk unless I say. Always talking like a saint, but never did pray. Money on my mind, cheesehead, Green Bay. Never been the type to smoke like a chimney, cause I was just the type to go where the women be. And I was just the type to smile like a bad joke, tell the joke was on me, face with the head, yo. I was bound, now I'm found, and I can truly say I'm free. Yes indeed, I'm blessed, no stress, cause I got the victory. I see what I did, how I live, and what I was is back then. This is what I do, what I do, what I do, what I do. Used to flirt like an R&B singer, had vibe like a cell phone ringer, but I'm saved now. Used to rap Christ, but still rap but fornication is fornication, I messed up. I got my life right.
What's up, this is Canton Jones, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring. Holla back, yeah!
Man, you voted and we listened. Those were your 1 minute or ended songs. Quick shout out, man. That was I Hope You Get This by Elon Brio. We got True Salvation by REF and What I Do by Scooter. So be sure to go back to the Facebook page this week so you can vote for next week's song. That's facebook.com/iCultureRadio. Now we got a couple callers we want to give a shout out to. First, Donna, who called us, gave us a quick shout out for iCulture Radio. We want to give a shout out to you. And we have a caller still on the phone. David, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hey, David, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, David. Hey, David.
What'd you want to say to us tonight?
Well, I wanted to say that I'm a fashion designer.
Awesome.
And I am 14.
Woo! All right.
And I was inspired and I wanted to call in. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my company, Amari. And I also wanted to give a shout out to my fashion school where I take classes, So Creative Preparatory.
Wonderful. Awesome. Right. Well, David, you hang on the line because we want to get your information, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All awesome, right. Awesome, awesome. That was awesome. 14, see that?
14-year-old creating clothes. That was amazing.
Now, don't forget, remember to vote next week for your minute or ended songs. Yes. And don't forget, get those tickets. They're only $7, so you can come out at the April 19th lunch launch party at the Serum, where we're going to be doing that live.
Live.
Get the ticket.
And in color.
I like the color. Get that and bring it back out. Now we're going right back to
Yes. You know, I also want to say that the Lunch and Launch will be a presentation as well. We want to kind of capture all of the aspects of this culture that's burgeoning, that's on the cusp, and all of these great things are happening. This fashion, the business, the technology, the art, the music. So you'll get an opportunity to kind of preview all of that, network, and really get some good business done. So we're excited
have. I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What is burgeoning?
Oh, burgeoning. I am so sorry. It's B-U-R-G-E-O-N-I-N-G.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, burgeoning.
What does that mean?
Hey, Bill, no, you better ask somebody.
It means it's coming up.
It's starting to flower and blossom and grow. So, yeah. Yeah, you know, I have a tendency to use them words.
We are burgeoning.
Yes, I am so sorry. But back to our designers, Damon, Jennifer Sutton, and Mr. Donnell Duncan in the studio with us. I want to ask you about how fashion even plays a role with consumers. I know one of you all talked about, you know, the fact that today fashion is about, you know, your self-identification. Mm-hmm. How you express yourself and how it's not necessarily, you know, kind of just following what everybody else does.
Right, right.
Damon, can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I mean, as far as for the faith, you know, consumer, you know, it's important that we stay, you know, we stay up to date, and that's, to me, that's part of our witnessing. You know, I can't show up to, you know, speak to a group of kids or whatever, you know, in some outdated tennis shoes or whatnot. You know, all our gear has to be up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, what I talk to the kids about sometimes is if you dress good, you're gonna feel good. If you know you look good, you're gonna feel better. So, you know, it's a part of a self-esteem thing as well, you know. I think with the church, we try to be so boxed in on we can't wear this this, you know, because the world is wearing this or whatever, you know, and we got to get out those boxes. These kids these days and these consumers, man, fashion rules, and this, you know, we got to jump on board. And
right.
So, you know, for that faith consumer, yeah, you know, we got to stay up to date in our gear. If not, we're losing some people.
Yeah, I agree. Donnell, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I definitely believe, as Damon was saying, that you do want to be up to date. My thing I always believe is up to date with what? Mm-hmm. Or up to date with who?
Right,
you have to make the decision
right.
Who you want to align yourself with and be up to date to that.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, I don't want to be put in a box where I'm trying to conform to the world in any way so that I can appeal to the world. Mm-hmm. What I want to do is create a counterculture. Mm-hmm. Something that the world can aspire to that they're missing.
They
don't have where they are. So I can offer to them an alternative. So I will take the best of what I see from them, mm-hmm. but I will take some original from my side of it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad you said that, too, because in the book of 3 John, he tells us to be of the world, but what? Not in the world. And those that love the world are enmity with God. So, you know, I'm going to still keep that word on top of the situation. We are not supposed to run around to want to be like them. And I don't have a problem with wanting to be fashionable if those are the people that are creating fashions. But I thank God that we have the spiritual people like Damon. We got Jennifer. We got Damon. We got Miss Pretty Davina was on the phone, who are creating fashions that line up with what God is showing you to do so that we can be still fashionable, but we're not running behind the world to do what they do.
Right.
And you got to really be careful when you're dealing with these young babies, because they have to know, excuse me, boo, but in 3 John, in 1 John, God is clearly telling you that you cannot do that. Yeah. So if you're running around trying to imitate, you already got a problem with God.
Right, and that's awesome. That's really awesome. Jennifer, Give us a quick synopsis. Tell us about your ministry, if you could.
My ministry, maybe 8 years ago, I started a youth ministry, a fashion youth ministry, actually. It was fashion-based, but it was working with from the inside out. So basically, based upon the Word of God. So what we would do is feed the word and then also apply the natural, which is, you know, the taking care of yourself through fashion, which is, you know, clothing, hygiene, and things of that sort, basically. So I would also do fashion shows with the teens, makeovers, things of that sort, which kind of went into another ministry, which is the Artifact Museum. It is a this live exhibit, based in a museum style setting, and it is an evening full of events. It's a upscale event, and so I combine models, fashion, props, design to tell a story. So every exhibit is based upon the word, but it is there to create your own interpretation. Mm-hmm. So it is not in the ministry per se, but I have it inside with quote unquote the world, reaching and touching them.
Amen.
Through art.
Amen.
And fashion.
Amen. And with that, we know, Donnell, you're located locally. Damon, you're in Houston. And Miss Jennifer, where are you at?
I'm based in Atlanta.
Okay, great.
The Artifact Museum does travel.
So now, all our listeners, you can get them on iCultureRadio.com, the information, but start shouting out your information so that they can know where you are, how we can hook up with you guys. Jennifer, go first, ladies.
www.artifactmuseum.com, and that's ARTE, fashionmuseum.com. There you can kind of find all of my contact information.
All right, Mr. Damon?
Damon Redding, Facebook, and they can hit me at Mr. Gouda on Twitter.
Spell that for us, Damon.
M-R-G-U-D-A.
Okay, cool. Now, in the last little bit of time that we have, I want you all to just briefly tell us in your from your vantage point, what are the trends that are coming up in fashion? We'll start with you, Jennifer.
You're going to see this season lots of stripes, bow colors, denim jackets, denim shorts. Gold is back in. You know, we went from platinum to silver. We're back at gold. I think everyone's going to be doing a little mixture of their own thing, too. So, but you're going to see a lot of stripes, a lot of color, bold colors for the spring, summer.
Cool. Right. Damon?
Yeah, I will piggyback on that. I mean, fluorescent colors is definitely going to be the hottest, you know, thing going. The denim, but also, you know, some blazers, of course, because I'm a blazer dude, got to say that. And, you know, I would say print shirts. You know, the stripes are going to be hot, but then your prints, your paisleys, your any kind of even Western prints is going to be, you know, something you might want to grab.
All right, and Donnell?
I'll come from the perspective of the blending of cultures. I think as long term, which is the only view that I have, I believe we will no longer be in the box where this is one type of fashion versus that type of fashion, where we might take some European styles and blend it with an urban twist and then some skater dude stuff and mix it in. I believe now is the time to be original. And that's really where I'm from. So I'm like, as I look to the future, long term, original.
I received that. And don't forget, guys, on iCultureRadio.com or just iCulture.com, you'll find all of our guests. You'll find all of our songs. And for Mama Glow Glow, I'm into bling bling. I ain't never changed. Don't even get it twisted. If it ain't blinging, bling. I don't even want it, okay?
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
That's that D word again. We D-Design, D-Diva, D-Diamonds. And I'm just saying, you know, I'm a little up over the age, but if it blinging, it already got. I was in the store. I got to tell this right quick.
Right quick.
I was in the Anna Lena's today and saw the shower curtain with the bling. I'm up in there, show! Yo! The shower curtain got the bling. My daughter said, Mom. No. I'm like, when I come back and get it, you can't come. So, amen. Wait.
Amen.
And don't forget, Rick.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, you know, I'm going to always try to dress like I'm from California. I want y'all to know. Everybody should know where I'm from when you see me. But I do want to give a quick shout out, man. I love the call from David from So Creative Prep. Man, there's a fashion show that's going to be put on March 22nd. It's a great event and a great cause. What it is we're collecting prom dresses and we're auctioning them back off at a really inexpensive price for girls who may not be able to afford prom dresses at full price. And so you all can see that. It's Secret Promises, the organization. It's March 22nd at 7 o'clock at So Creative Prep here in Mableton, Georgia. So be looking out for that.
Well, look, guys, don't forget iCultureRadio.com. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
Hey, had a great time. We want to see you next week. Don't forget our launch party and get us on iCultureRadio.com.
And a special thank you to Mr. Damon, Mr. Donnell, and Miss Jennifer for joining us tonight. Thank you. Big shout out to our guests tonight.
All right. See you next week.
Rick Black, we out.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call the Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.